Your Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Port Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Hey, and welcome to Fort Recovery Radio. I'm Dave Kopp, along with Harold Feely and Neil Spencer. We're going to bring you MAC baseball tonight, folks, and we got a good one here tonight. We're over in Versailles taking on the Tigers. The always tough Tigers, Fee.
Oh, absolutely. It's always a fun game down here. They usually play, seems like these two always play tough right to the last out. We've had a couple rain outs. I had to come back a few times.
Yeah, this gorgeous place to play baseball.
And, it is.
A lot of action here tonight. Fort Recovery's over here for track also, and I know my girl's over there.
There's a whole bunch of track stuff going on over there.
So we got a big crowd out here.
Yeah, we got a busy night over here in Versailles and a beautiful night to do it in. And tell you what, the Indians coming in here now. We did that for opening day against the Atlanta Bulldogs, B.
We walked away there thinking, what in the heck do we got going on out here?
We drove home doing a lot of grumbling.
We were grumbling, that's right.
And since then, the Indians have rattled off five straight victories and are now 5-5-1 on the season, 1-0 in the MAC, and I'd love to see them keep it going tonight.
Yeah, they're hitting the ball really well. Last night, Neil and Bubba had the game at Tri-Village, and they absolutely pulverized the ball.
Yeah, pounded the ball last night against the Tri-Village boys, and you said it was 4-1, too. So
They were 4-1, so.
I'm sure they weren't throwing their ace pitcher at us, but we weren't throwing our ace at them either.
So. No, that's absolutely. Right. That's right. Usually you save your best for the league games.
I just looked, they have Parkway coming up on Thursday, so I don't know what they're thinking there. I don't know their pitching staff, so I don't know if they have one ace, two aces, or kind of like us with seven pretty good. Yeah. Don't exactly know what they have. So
Speaking of pitchers, who's pitching today, big fella?
Tonight we got Bo Tin on the mound for us. So
Bo Tin?
I had a hunch it was going to be Big Bo out there. He had a nice outing the last time. I'll go over the starting lineups here. First for the Versailles Tigers, leading off and playing actually on the mound is Ross Francis.
Pitcher. Yep.
And he'll be, and they're coming in, we think, either 3-3 or 3-4.
About 500.
And 1-0 in the MAC. Yep. They beat New Bremen. Yeah. Batting second is A.J. Griesdorn. He'll be out in left field. Jared Lyons will be at third base batting third. Carson Griesdorn is going to be the DH for Peyton Platfoot. And I'm sure Peyton Platfoot's dad's around here. He'll come over,
big buddy of ours.
Yep, he'll come over and rough us up a little bit.
I'm sure he will.
I had some Versailles people say, you guys were, this had been last year's game, you guys are pretty rough on Alan Platfoot. What did he ever do to you guys? I said, you know Alan Platfoot, don't you? I said, so do they.
Yeah. So, we know him pretty good.
He'd have been a little upset if you hadn't given him a lot of grief.
No stranger to AP, I'm sure I'm going to owe him something when he comes over, because he's always texting and saying, hey, I got tickets to blah, 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 blah. And we're like, we're in. Yep. Let us know. I'll put you in and you owe me. So I don't know. We have no idea if we ever get in anything.
Nope.
All we know is we give him $20.
Well, he does have a nice condo on the golf.
that you paid for. Might be paying for it.
You buy the tickets, you win. He takes the cash.
It's a pretty good gig for him, actually.
Not a bad deal.
Batting fifth is Joe Ruhnkamp. He'll be at first base. Ethan Stover will be behind the plate. He'll be batting sixth. Joel Garrett will be out in right field batting seventh. Titus Garrett will be in second base batting eighth, and Michael Osborne will be at shortstop. He'll be the number nine hitter. I'll let Big Fee go over the starting lineup for the Indians.
Indians about the way it's been here the last few games. They got a little five-game winning streak going, and leading off is Landon Post playing second base. And batting second is Caden Greasy playing third base tonight again. Wyatt Benn. Looks like Wyatt might be DHing tonight.
He's DHing for
Alex Deuce.
Shortstop,
Then Cale Ramel bat cleanup, play center field. Actually, he's going to play left field today.
Yeah.
Troy Holman's in center, batting sixth, I think. And Riggs Toby will be behind the plate again, as always. And Danny Patch playing first base will be the eighth hitter. Or seventh hitter. Bo Tin is on the mound today. He'll be batting eighth, and batting ninth will be Sage Wendell.
Yep, he showed up last night.
Right field.
When Cale was in a shoot-around up at Ohio Northern, all he did was start off with a walk. I think he scored. He walked in a run. He was he had three RBIs, a hit or two.
I remember.
Yeah, he played well. He didn't look like he hadn't played varsity before.
Well, that's what – I think he started out on JV, didn't he?
So yeah.
He was probably heating it up down there.
Yeah.
Coach said, let's get him up here.
Yeah, and when we needed a guy for Cale, and so Cale's back, and Sage is still here.
Sage's
so
hang around.
He's swinging a hot bat.
Yeah, and
we were going to keep him in the lineup.
Bubba and I were talking about when he was just a kind of pudgy little squirt being the bat boy.
It's unbelievable.
And everybody thought, well, who's that cute little kid?
And that was a kid that went into the swimming with Mindy Bupp. And man, did he turn into an athlete.
Yes,
he got strong.
He did.
He really did.
He got strong.
I compared him a little bit to Tony Diller, who when he was in elementary school was a little pudgy, and by the time he got to high school, he wasn't pudgy anymore. He was a strong kid.
All of a sudden, it's muscle now.
Yeah. He still weighed about the same, but it all turned to muscle. Just really good.
Well, we're getting ready here for the national anthem. We'll take a quick break, pay some bills, and we'll be back for first pitch right after this.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today. Have you checked out Wayne IGA's grab-and-go section lately? You know by now that they carry the popular GenFit meals, but did you know they also have a lot more items ready to go? There are fresh store-made subs, freshly cut fruit cups, several kinds of wraps, and more. And they have their store-made barbecue pork, roast beef, and cream chicken. Also, there are hot meals ready to go at their deli. If you need something quick but you don't want junk food, Wayne IGA has it for you.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helba Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
All right, we're back here in Versailles getting ready for top of the first inning. Indians are going to face a left-handy tonight. Ross Francis out there on the mound warming up.
Stocky little guy.
Yeah, not a big dude, but a pretty stocky little kid throwing pretty good heat into the
pretty hard
into the catcher, and we'll see what our leadoff guys can do. We're going to go 1-2-3 here. Landon Post, Caden Greasy, and Wyatt Benn. First three hitters here for the Indians, and tell you what, old number three there has been staying pretty hot.
He's been hot. He had a great Saturday.
Yep.
Had a great Saturday at our opener at home, and I think he went 3-for-3, drove in a few runs, scored a few runs, stole a lot of bases, played a lot of good D.
Yeah.
He had a play, I believe it was last night, in the last inning, we were up.
Yeah, you guys said he made 14. A catch and doubled him up.
He went out, it was a bloop deal that should have gotten over his head, and he sprinted out there and caught it. Back over his head, and man, it was a
Landon's got
a couple big time plays this year.
Yes, he has.
Landon's got his grandma's athletics, and Judy's back here sitting beside us. So
yeah, we gotta make sure we don't.
What about Mark?
Yeah. Mark he ain't got nothing from Grandpa. He got everything from Grandma.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Getting ready. Landon steps in the old batter's box. We'll see what he can do. Like see the Indians. You know, we started with Parkway. We got one out. Who's here?
I knew he was coming.
Here's old AP's in the house.
AP is in the house.
Then he screws up the first pitch.
Somebody said I just got roasted.
Next pitch in there. A little high. Chases after it.
No.
So far, no.
You know better than that.
One ball, one strike. To the leadoff man, Landon Post. Caden Greasy on deck for the Indians. That one's just a little outside. Ball two. Uh-oh. That's one thing that Coach Galp would not. That would not go over very good. But no. What do I owe you, AP?
What'd you buy this time?
Yeah. I was making fun of you. I said every time I come over here, I owe him $20.
Some kind of tickets
I bought.
Selling tickets wide open.
Never saw one ticket. That one's popped foul over the screen. 10. I'll bet you $10.
There we go.
We're wagering.
The wager's on.
Alan's giving me four runs.
Four runs.
That's good. Thanks, Alan.
He's pretty nice about that.
There's a ground ball up the middle, going to be played by the shortstop. Gets a nice hop, flips over to first base for out number one.
Good play by the shortstop. Deep in the hole there. Nice play. Good arm.
It's going to be Caden Greasy to the plate. Wyatt Ben on deck.
Good, buddy. How about you?
Wyatt's DHing for Alex Deuce. Alex playing shortstop tonight. Beautiful night for baseball.
Great
little breezy.
For baseball.
Blowing straight out in left field.
Might see some home runs tonight.
Maybe.
Purple team only.
Curveball comes in there for a strike. I heard you guys say Daniel Patch hit a shot last night that I said would have been out.
Yeah, they didn't have any numbers on their fence, but it looked like it was at least 400.
He hit a bomb.
It was way out there.
Good eye by Caden. Takes that one high.
We had three of them that one hopped the fence.
Is that right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's keep those bats hot.
Yep.
Here comes a 1-1 pitch. Ooh, catches the outside corner. I thought it was going to be a little high, too.
Like it might be a little bit.
One ball, two strikes.
If he calls it the same way all night, I'm okay with that.
Yep. Top of the first inning, no score. Second batter of the ball game. That one's inside. Two balls, two strikes.
Even count. It's an internet radio. Recovery dot.
Yep.
Yeah, just go to forecoverradio.com.
Swung on and hit pretty hard out towards right center. That's going to fall in there for base hit.
Hello, boy, kid.
So Greasy goes with the pitch. Shakes her out in the right field, and we got our base runner.
Yeah. Caden's had a nice hit.
He's been on fire, too.
Yeah, we ain't too far from getting Tommy stats.
Yeah.
Usually got to get about half a dozen games in, then he'll start shooting some stats to us.
Throwing stats at us.
All right, here brings a number three hole hitter, Wyatt Ben, to the plate. Benny had a couple of hits last night. Cale Rammel on deck here for the try.
Oh, right
on
it.
A great rip.
Our guys have been putting the bat on the ball ever since that first game. Man, it is fun to watch right now. Even when they hit them at somebody, they're hitting them hard.
Well, if they heard us talking in the archives, they were probably thinking, boy, we better start hitting because those guys are roasting the crap out of us.
Putting a hammer on us. Got a little motorcycle coming in.
Sounds like my truck's running back in. Well, that's showing bunt. Quick throw back over to first. How about the Reds last night? I turned it on. They were getting beat. They tied up in the ninth. Go to extra innings. Oops. And, of course, they put the guy on second base.
Yep.
Reds, boom, scoring. They're up by one. Here comes the pitch. Pulls back on, and there goes the throw down to second, and I think he's going to be safe. Yeah.
Boy. Yep.
Throw was a little.
Nice job, Caden.
Throw was a little bit high, and Greasy actually got down and slid below that slide. So there's a stolen base.
Yep. Ball was a little out to the right, and he slid to the left. Nice job. He's in scoring position. Let's get him in.
Benny now's got a chance to drive somebody in. One ball, one strike. Anyhow. We go to the bottom of the 10th. They get a guy on second base. The Reds bring in their closer. He threw one pitch, and it went 405 right over the center field wall. Game over.
Well, they brought him Saturday. They brought him in. He struck out the side in the 8th inning, and they brought him back in the 9th, and he got absolutely shelled.
Yep. I think I heard somebody say if he has to pitch more than 15 pitches, he can't do it.
Trouble, yep. Yep.
I can't remember what the number was. Some said if he has to pitch more than X number of pitches.
Oh, he looked phenomenal in the 8th inning. He came in, struck side out. They brought him back out in the 9th, and he got absolutely shelled.
Oh,
wow.
Got him looking right there on a hot fastball, and that's going to be out number two.
Yeah, I don't think Benny liked that one too much.
No, I didn't like it much. No. But if he calls the same way for our pitcher, I guess we just need to know that that high outside pitch is going to be a strike.
Yep. All right, Kale, let's go, baby.
Two down now here. Cleanup hitter at the plate, Kale Rammel. Troy Homan on deck. Little grinder down the third baseline, foul.
Low inside pitch. That was kind of a weak swing for Kale. He's better than that.
Might take this one for a ride.
Yeah, let's get one up in the other jet zone here. Big jet stream shot here. It is blown straight out to left field.
That one's inside. Get down in the dirt. Greasy's going to stay over there at second.
Stand put, yep.
Another 5 feet away from a catcher, he probably would have gone.
He might have tried it.
Pretty good 15 feet out, off the base at least.
Come on, Kale. Line drive here. Wow.
Man, Kale jumps back at that. Either the strike zone is huge or we're not seeing it very good from here.
Not seeing it very good from where we're at or something.
One ball, two strikes.
That would look like about a hit.
And I thought it might have been a little low, but maybe not.
Yeah. Got to protect now. Two strikes.
Here comes the 1-2. He's just going to have to
battle here a little bit.
Hit it with his pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him.
Drug him out.
Well, the Indians go down. We do get a hit. No runs to show for it. We'll go to the bottom of the first inning. No score here in Brazil's.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked, quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
All right, we're back here at Brazil's Field.
In memory of
Lloyd
Turner.
What are we doing? I was thinking, I think the Richard kids, his uniforms retired out there.
Is that who it is?
Yeah, I think that's who that is. Well, first three hitters for the Tigers are going to be Ross Francis. And
he's
then
going
AJ
right
Griesdorn and Jared Lyons. Yep.
He's on the mound there.
He's our pitcher.
He's going to be batting right-handed.
Looks like he might. Almost looks like a wood bat, don't it, Dave? Not quite sure why you'd want to use a wood one, but.
Oh, there's a little shine.
It's a little shine, dude.
Did look
dirty looking
there
thing.
For a second.
Yeah.
Second, are you kidding me?
I don't know, but we are going to have stuff flying for too long.
Yeah, that breeze is picking up.
Breeze is starting to pick up. Bo, a little high on that pitch. 2-0. To Francis.
Yeah, we don't want to get the walks there.
No, let's keep going right away. Start hitting strike zone. That's a good pitch. I was going to say, that was a strike. Top of the inning. Let's make her one here. 2 balls, 1 strike. Bo 10 on the mound. Pop foul. That'll even the count at 2-2. Defense looks like Caden Greasy at third. Alex Deuce at short. Landon Post at second. And Big Dane Patch down at first. In left field, we got Cale Ramel. Up center is Troy Homan. And Sage Wendell out in right field. Our battery. Oh, that's a pretty good pitch. Our battery is Riggs Toby. And Bo Tin on the mound. And he goes full on the first batter. Popped up.
That's hitting us.
That is
coming
us.
Right at us.
Oh, yeah, that's going to kill us. That one was coming our way.
I should have been closing my laptop because it hit a pole about 15 feet above us, one of those cross braces.
Yeah, but it was going to kill us.
It was coming right straight down.
That was a straight pop, straight down. Waking us up a little bit. All right, full count.
I put my hand over my head. Do you think that would have helped?
Yeah.
Broke my hand.
Smashed your hand and broke your head. Got him with a strike. Nice. Three fastball. Threw it right by him. Nice job, Bo Tin. Good start. One away. That's a K swinging if you're scoring at home. Brings A.J. Griesdorn to the plate. Jared Lyons on deck.
What's the odds of that ball coming down?
Straight up over. We got a huge fence in front of us, and it went straight up and just a little lower and just dropped right on our heads. Strike one.
Judy Post about knocked me out of the way trying to get to it.
She was going to make the play.
She has to realize you got to throw the ball back. We're not up to major league.
Thought you had a souvenir. Big.
Nice pitch
that
right
took
there.
A little off there, boy.
Yeah, he was way out in front.
Got him way out in front. 0-2.
There's a player right around the corner there. You might just hold the ball out there. Good job, buddy.
Well, either somebody just got shot or the track meet started.
Or both. See some red, and I see some blue and gold. I don't know if that's Rushi or Marion Logan.
Marion's over there. I did see a few of them come around the corner.
Yep. Ground ball to short. Alex Deuce up with it. Fires over to first. A little in the dirt, but a nice job by Daniel Patch digging it out.
Yep.
Second out of the inning.
Kid got down the line pretty quick.
He did get down quick. 6-3. Two down. That brings Jared Lyons to the plate, the third baseman.
Jared
for the Tigers, big left-hander.
A monster.
Big old left-hander. That Carson Griesdorn on deck. Bo Wines pitches. Little in tight. Ball one. Bo's last outing, I think, was Sidney Lehman, maybe, and he went six innings.
Pretty solid game.
Good pitch. He likes a high strike
zone. He does like that high strike zone.
Hey, we'll take it. One ball, one strike.
If he's going to call it the same way on both teams, let's go.
Yep. Just got to know you got a swing at her.
Yep. I like it.
Big Bo, right? Line drive right at the second base.
Jerry Hopp.
Landon Post.
Perfect
picks it
inning.
Up,
nice job.
Over to Daniel and a quick 1-2-3 inning. No runs on no hits. After one complete, we have no score.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious, home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve.
Hi, we're back here in Versailles getting ready for the top of the second inning. First batter for the Indians is going to be Troy Holman, followed by Riggs Toby. No runs, no hits for the Versailles Tigers in the first inning. Nice Quick job inning. By Bo Tin.
Bo did a nice job throwing strike.
That was a little elevated right there.
Let's get old Troy on.
Yeah.
See what he can do. He likes steal bases.
Strikes, and I was watching the catcher throw it down to second now a couple of times, and I'm pretty sure.
We want to go?
Either that or he's
sandbagging.
Sand him up a little bit.
Yeah, sandbagging a little
bit.
Trying
to set him up.
I'm sure that's happened before.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, if I was a catcher, I'd throw about a four hopper down to second.
Awful.
But I'm not sandbagging. That's all I got.
Yeah, that would be the truth.
Four pitches, four balls, and Troy's down at first base.
Lead off
man back on.
All right. You like that start. All right. We take a pitch here. Take a couple pitches.
Yeah, I don't know if you call it sandbagging or not, but I remember Mike Minerding and Mike Rammel, both the big burly guys with beards, they would, in the warm-ups before the game, they'd be firing them against the backstop.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. He throws 100 miles an hour, and he has no control. I'm dead.
Hey, we got a balk on that one, I believe.
I don't know what happened there, but whatever the case, Troy Hellman moving down to second base had to be a balk. Yeah,
I'm thinking it was a balk. Left-hander is always tough. Tough to read that. Foot coming right at you.
So, yeah, so his foot can't
go more than, what, three-quarter or something like
there's
that?
There's a rule on that.
Yeah,
on
it's
that.
A quarter or something. Yeah. Once he goes over that, then he's got to go to home. And I believe he kicked her over to first.
That's a great move. You get away with it.
Oh, yeah.
Now we got a runner in scoring position. Nobody out here. Riggsy squared the bunt, fouled that one back to the screen.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Riggsy. Riggsy hit one against the fence last night, too,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, everybody's been hitting the ball hard, man. It's sometimes they catch them.
Well, let's see what Riggsy can do with this one. That curveball stays low.
Yeah.
One ball, one strike.
Good job staying off of that thing. You don't want that curveball. Big Daniel Patch on deck.
Come on, Riggsy. And I'm not sure what happened
hey,
there.
Wow. Ooh, I think we got a good call there.
So, that was an awful early jump.
Yeah, Troy took off way too
to
early.
To the point where the pitcher stepped off and threw it over to third, but he threw it to the home plate side of the bag, and Troy did a hook slide out there on the outfield side, and he was in there safe.
Umpire says he did not get him.
Yeah, the ball was there in time.
Now we're going to get him in.
Definitely there. Riggsy takes that one a little high.
That was about where he's been calling that
two strike. Balls and a strike.
Exactly right.
Might not
one.
Have gone across right. The plate. I can't tell.
Come on, Riggsy. Let's get one in here. Let's get it done right away here.
That one looked right down Broadway.
Yeah, that was a pretty good pitch.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what he's looking for, but that was a good one.
That evens the count of two balls, two strikes here. Nobody out. Troy Holman in third.
Give me a little ground ball right side here. Strike three.
Oh, my goodness. He caught the outside edge.
Yep.
Riggs is going to take that one. Look.
That's a little too close. You got to hit that one.
Got to swing at her anyway.
Yep. Got to put that in play.
Let's go, Daniel.
Big Dan.
That's going to bring Daniel Patch to the plate with one away now. Bo Tin on deck.
We need the big fella to make contact here.
Patchy steps in there. That's a big frame. That one's in the dirt. Nice job by the catcher back there keeping it in front. Keeps a runner down at third base. That's
yes,
true.
Sir.
We get a fast ball. We're up 1-0, folks.
I tell you what, this might be one of them games where a couple runs might be all you need. Both pitchers are looking pretty good beginning.
So far, so good. Not.
Yep. Oh, that hit him.
Ooh. That one thumps Patchy in the back of the leg, and that's going to put him down to first base.
Yep. That's me. I'm crying right now. Does that hurt?
No, he's hurting.
That had to hurt.
There's no doubt about it.
I think it hit
calf.
Hit much
calf or thigh.
Didn't hit much bone, but
a lot of meat there. That hurt.
Yeah, I cry if a mosquito lands on me.
Good point.
Or
me
a fly.
Too.
I don't care for that.
Yeah, that.
All right,
Bo. All right, here we go. The pitcher on the mound here now. He's down at the plate, Bo 10. Going to try to drive in some runs.
Gotta
we got first and third
here,
going. Got to
help yourself.
One thing good for Brazales is we got Patsy at first, so it's not, you know, I thought maybe we'd see a pinch runner, but.
No, too early.
Yeah, too early is probably right. Top early. Of the second inning. One out. Runners at first and third. Swung on and fouled back
just
to the screen.
Bo. Got under a little bit.
Troy led the inning off with a walk, moved to second on a balk, and then got lucky going to third on a stolen base with the pitcher still holding the ball. And
yep.
Indians now find themselves in a good little spot here. That swung on and fouled out of play down the right field line.
That's what we need. We just need her straightened out a little bit.
Sage one on deck here for the purple and white.
Yes, sir.
Indians with two guys on, no hits so far in the inning. We had a walk and a Patsy got drilled in the back of the leg. That's high.
Way
good
high
eye right
yep.
there. It's going to take seven hits to get Patsy home. That's how sore his leg is right now.
He's going to be wobbling.
Wait a minute. I'm just going to stop right here about halfway.
Yeah. Somebody else
go up to Calp Pharmacy, get a wheelchair.
Scooter action.
There's a hard hit ball right down to the third baseman, and Heath comes up with
play.
That's exactly what happened.
Caught that line drive.
Exactly what happened. It was a line drive, and the third baseman came up with it in his glove. Patsy off the bag far enough that he could come up firing, and that's going to be a 5-3 double play.
Bo ripped that thing, dude.
Yeah, he hit that on the screws. That's going to do it for the Indians here. In the top half of the second, we're through 1.5. No score here in Brazil's.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Yep. We're back here at Versailles, getting ready to start the bottom of the second inning. Boy, bad break there for the Indians. Bo just absolutely hit that right on the screws.
Yeah,
third
I don't think
base.
You can hit him much
nice
harder.
Play, and Patsy got hung out to dry first.
That third baseman caught it about 6 inches off the ground. And
I thought for a second there it might pop out of his glove. But
yep.
All righty, leading off here is Carson Griesdorn. Little bloop shot down the old right field line. It should be foul, I think. Yep. Can't hardly quite.
It's inside the ball field, but it was foul and out of reach.
Yep, hard to see down that.
The way they have the bleachers set up here, we couldn't get any farther down to see down in that corner without being in front of everybody in the bleachers.
So yep.
Kind of off to the side.
Well, you picked a good spot. We'd rather be on this side of the fence, Spencer. We don't want to be on that side.
Well, we almost got hit on this side of the fence a minute ago.
Yeah, we about got killed.
That is true.
There's no way a ball could have got here. No one's ever gotten hit here.
No.
We just about had it done. Pop foul.
I got one.
Two balls, two strikes. Griesdorn, he's battling.
Yeah, he's making Bo work here.
Making him work a little bit.
Three,
time to pitch. Fouled off again. A little high heat. Just got a piece of it. All right, Bo, throw something nasty here.
Boy, it'd been nice to get around across the plate there. Top of the second game.
Yes. Well, if that thing gets by the third baseman, like Neil said, Patsy would even might have scored on that one. That was going way down in the corner.
I think it was going to hook back in that corner, too.
If you don't catch that, it would have hooked in the corner. And we might have got two runs in. Although, Patsy scoring from first, I'm thinking maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think he
probably went.
He did not go, according to the base umpire.
Wow, I thought he did there. I thought it was actually going to be a hit because it got by Riggsy.
He should have asked us.
Went to the fence. But now we got a full count. Three balls, two strikes. And Carson Griesdorn. Swing and a miss. Took a little off of that. Nice job. Nice pitch by Bo. Bo got the first four in order.
Yeah, he was way out in front of that one.
Carson Griesdorn was DHing for Mr. Platfoot. And he K's swinging for the first out of the inning. Joe Ruhnkamp up, hits a ground ball down the first base line, foul.
First base coach scoops it up, throws to first base.
Ruhnkamp, and then Ethan Stover on deck. Popped up. Hit it down the left field line.
It's going to be a tough play.
Yep. Wind was kind of blowing it away from him, so it was going to be tough for him to catch up with that one.
Yeah, that would have been a Jim Edmonds over-the-shoulder catch.
Yeah, that would have been a tremendous catch, yep. But 0-2, it was a strike. Big Bo is in command now. Got to hit your pitch, Bo. Make it a tough one. He likes the sign, winds and pitches. Oh, little high. Just about got him to nibble on that one. But
little
not
elevated.
Quite.
It's a good pitch.
That was a good pitch. Ruhnkamp, big tall left-hander. Oh, slow.
Man, I tell you what, that was almost in Riggs' glove.
Yeah. He's the last second slapped it. I guess one of them, he just didn't know if it was a strike or not. I better get rid of it.
He did, too.
And he did. That's a pretty good piece of hit.
That was pretty good.
One ball, two strikes. Staying alive. All right, Bo, get him yourself here. Winds and pitches. Pop foul. Straight back.
This kid is the nipper king.
He is nipping them.
He's a nipper king, I'm telling you.
A bunch of foul balls off so far. Pretty good at bat by the young man.
I think this is Steve Ruhnkamp's son, the guy that was a lead singer in Renegade.
Yeah, there you go.
He's announcing today, and I think he told me he's now playing with the Hammer Jockeys. So he's back into the music stuff again.
That's about five foul balls.
That's five nippers.
At least. Yep.
A lot of nippers.
One of them that he hit after was in Riggs' glove.
Knock Riggs' glove.
Get that foul ball.
All right, Bo. Enough's enough. Another foul ball. Good high heat there. Tough pitch to hit.
We are.
Ooh, that got somebody.
The thumper. We have
lost
all baseballs. Well, quit fouling them off and strike out, and then we wouldn't have a problem.
Or just foul them back to the screen or something.
Yeah, foul them in the catcher's mitt.
This kid is putting on a...
That one has green paint on it.
I mean, that's seven now.
Seven foul balls. He's battling. This is a heck of an at-bat. Bo, win the bat. Win the battle here, bud. One ball, two strikes. One out in the inning. Strike foul.
Hey, kept that one at the plate.
That's eight.
Eight foul balls. Pretty impressive. Nope. A couple shakeoffs. He's going to try something different. Maybe the
bring
old
the heater
ball or something. Nope. Little curveball.
Curve
slow roller down to Daniel Patch. Picks her up. Easy play. Got him. Good hustle by Ruhnkamp. That is unassisted by number three.
That was an inning and a half worth of pitches.
That was a lot of pitches.
For that matter.
Yeah, that
brings
costs,
Ethan Stover to the plate.
That cost Bo some arm strength.
Our catcher. Tigers catcher tonight. Two away in the inning. Bo, working good. Trying to get ahead. Doing a great job so far. Ball a little high.
A little higher than the umpire's been calling.
Just a smidge out of the
bill.
Huh?
This guy's pretty short. He's right at the bill of his hat.
Yep.
Yep. Ooh, that's a pretty good pitch.
Yeah.
There we go.
Right down Broadway.
One ball, one
there.
Strike. Good command so far by Bo Tim. Strike foul. Likes that high cheese.
Yep. Swung at that
keep
high
it up
pitch,
there.
But that probably was going to be a strike.
Yeah. One ball, two strikes, two outs in the inning.
Keep it up there. That's exactly right. Same pitch.
Curveball. Oh, got him.
Nice pitch.
That he hung out to dry.
Good job, Bo Tim.
Looking for the third out. No runs, no hits after two innings. It is no score in Versailles.
Does it seem like you never have enough outlets? All your appliances need power along with every other device and gadget. Now comes a power outage. Everything plugged in or being charged is or will be useless. You need a Generac automatic standby generator. Reasoner Energy can install your Generac so that all your outlets will have plenty of juice when everyone else loses their power. It's not a convenience, it's a necessity. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
All right, here we go. Getting ready for the top of the third inning. It's going to be 9-1-2 for the Fort Recovery Indians. Going to be Sage Wendell, Landon Post, and Caden Greasy. First three batters here. Indians have threatened a couple of times. We've got runners in scoring position two innings in a row. And
that's a pretty good pitch.
Just can't get them in. So first pitch right down Broadway to Sage Wendell. Sage, you on base three times last night, you said, Spencer?
I think so.
Yeah. Had three RBIs.
Got three RBIs for sure. At least one base hit.
He looked at two pretty good ones so far.
He's checked out two good pitches so far.
For his first varsity action, he did extremely well.
Now he's going to have to protect.
Good battle a little bit now.
In the hole, 0-2.
Hit it close.
Oh, that pitch a little outside.
Todd had him sitting down there. That's close.
One ball, two strikes. The right fielder, Sage Wendell. Second varsity game. Chase is a high one right there. Goes down swinging.
Take it off.
One up, one down, and that's going to bring Landon Post to
the lineup.
Posty grounded out to the shortstop first time up.
Let's find the gap this time.
Curveball stays up.
Indians will be back in action this Thursday at Fort Recovery against the Delphi St. John Blue Jays. We'll have that on FRR.
That was low. Good eye.
Saturday is going to be a big doubleheader with South Adams. They're coming over. 11 a.m. That'll be on FRR radio. Also, we'll have the big chicken dinners. Come on out. Get a chicken dinner and watch it. Make a little family day of it.
Pre-sale tickets, and you have to get them from you might be able to get them at the school, but definitely from a player.
Yep. That one's over Landon's head.
That was a high,
it's three balls, no strikes.
Very high.
Landon's going to crowd the plate a little bit right here. He might get the green line, too. You never know.
Never know. He's hot. Hot bat.
Taking all the way. Yep. Takes a strike.
Yep. Let's line one over the smart pitcher's head, over second base. And
hitter's pitch right
pretty
here.
Pretty big gap out there in left center. Left fielder crowding the line. Nope. That one's low. Ball
four. Attaboy, Landon. Make something happen here. Come on, three.
So Landon goes down, one out, base on balls. Second walk given up by the Rosales Tigers. That brings Caden Greasy to the plate. Wyatt Benn on deck.
Ross Francis, your pitcher? He's a sophomore. Young man, throws over to first.
Token throw.
Yep.
I'm telling you, I think Landon, especially if we get a strike on him here, we're going to
take a run.
Yeah.
There's pretty good pitch. Pretty good pitch. Let's see what we got there, Coach.
Well, let's throw this one in the dirt and let it bounce over the catcher's head back to the backstop.
Looks like a little swipe there, maybe.
He's going to throw back over to first again.
Yep.
He knows. Landon's not afraid to take off.
No.
Yeah.
He's got a few stolen bases.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they know about that.
Scoochie hit it a little bit. Oh, he might have.
It takes off running. That's going to be an easy stolen base.
Almost.
Catcher came up with it and just copped and popped out of his glove. And
yes, sir.
We'll stolen base number three so far for the Fort Recovery Indians.
Three innings and three times we've had runners in scoring position.
Exactly right. Every time we get them down there, we get the chickens on the phone.
Absolutely, it's time to get them in.
Yep, we're gonna get one in this inning.
Caden Greasy was a big hit last time.
Caden about fell over backwards, and
he thought he was going to get hit in the head.
Called two strikes.
But you just got your second strike on you.
One ball, two strikes.
Got a battle now.
Keep your head in there, kid. Keep your head in there. Give me a ground ball. Give me something.
Put her in play. Yeah, let's make a mega play here. Good job.
Good job right there. Hangs in there.
A little hanging curve ball there.
Just caught the top of it. Beat her in the dirt.
Yep. Boy, it's a nice complex over here, too.
You bet your bippy. This is nice.
Yep. They're old school, but I think this is still elementary, maybe.
Could
but
be.
Very nice here facilities too. Here.
That's high. Landon's going to take third. Need dead meat.
I'm not quite sure why we're doing that.
Yeah, I don't know either. We had the runner in scoring position, and I don't know.
You got good wheels.
If Landon got the sign or if he decided he was just going to make a jump, but that was a bang-bang play.
And he was out by 6 feet.
He was toast.
Yep, he got toasted on that one.
But we've gotten away with it every time except that one. So.
Yeah, supposed to goes down.
I like pushing them, but
I still think we're going to get a run this inning.
Out number two.
High.
Nobody on base right now.
Two down. Full
three
count.
Balls, two strikes here to Greasy at the plate.
He's battling.
Wyatt Benn on deck.
Yep. Greasy will steal two if he needs to.
I tied ball four.
There we go.
On, Wyatt.
Keep on staying hot, Wyatt.
Absolutely. Third walk given to the Indians here. One of Rosales' pitchers. Two outs here. Wyatt Benn to the plate. Wyatt struck out looking his first time up.
Wyatt and Kale. That's a run, at least.
Get a gapper here somewhere.
Yeah, let's hit a gapper and see what happens.
Yeah, he's going.
Swing and a miss. There goes Greasy down to second.
Oh, no.
And he's in there.
Another good slide by Caden.
Stolen base number four.
Stayed the opposite side of that ball and snuck his foot in there just before he got tagged.
Yeah, the catcher's got a little better gun than what he shows.
Yeah. Well, Wyatt, we need a base.
Yeah, Wyatt, now's
the
time.
Two out bingo here.
A little.
Two out bingo, get us a run.
That one's high and outside.
Good job, Wyatt.
One ball, one strike.
Throw him something he can.
I always think that was the third pitch, but maybe not.
1-1 on the books. Get a couple more, Gabe.
Nobody holding him on down there. Here comes the pitch. That's low and inside.
Good job.
Two balls and a strike's number two here on deck here for the Indians. Cale Rammel.
Two balls and a strike. This is throw one down the middle here and rip it.
That one's a little low too. Have we had a ball in the outfield?
No, I don't think so. Well, yeah, Caden Greasy.
Caden got a base hit.
Pushed one and base hit to the right side.
The only hit of the game so far.
I think the only hit of the game. Yep. You're good. Hitter's pitch. You're 3-1.
Oh, yeah.
He's got to throw that heater down the middle.
I'm swinging wide open right here.
This is a good one to rip. Put her between the old left fielder and the right center fielder.
Good eye right there, and that's outside. So another walk. He's giving us some freebies. We need to take advantage of that.
Absolutely take advantage here. Come on, Cale Rammel.
That's three walks in a row. Landon walked. Caden walked. Wyatt walked.
Lexi, Cale get one up here in the old.
Yeah.
Three walks so far in the inning.
Let her fly.
Luckily for them, Landon got thrown out. There's a ground ball to the third baseman. He takes one low. He's going to fire over to first.
Got him.
And he gets him just in the nick of time. So that's going to do it for the Indians. They strand a couple.
Man.
No hits. And we're through 2.5. All goose eggs on the scoreboard.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experience changed within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who is dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
We're back at her here at Versailles. We're going to have the 7-8-9 hitters coming up. Looks like Joel Garrett, Titus Garrett, and Michael Osborne. Fouled right down to his coach. Down the third baseline. Made a nice play. Threw her over to Bo. Strike one.
Brad Koopman is what it says on
Koopman,
here.
Koopman, yep.
Well, eventually we get these guys in scoring position. We got to knock one home, don't we?
We got to get one sooner or later. Shot down there into right field for a base hit. Garrett leads it off with the first hit for the Tigers. Titus Garrett up. Looks like Kate Greasy maybe taking a couple steps in, looking for the bunt.
Well, you'd have to think in a game like this, that's what he's going to try to do. He's going to try to lay one down.
Not
and he's
stealing.
Second.
Oh, got him leaning.
Oh, got
him. Yes, sir.
Nice.
Throw over by Bo Tin. Nice tag by Daniel Patch. We got the first out of the inning.
Yep, and he was just sort of leaning
the
wrong way.
He was going to go there, I think. How do you mark that, Calpe?
I mark that as a
1-3.
1-3 out, yeah.
1-3 out. Works for me. First out of the inning. Titus Garrett up. Takes pitch a little high. Ball one. Number 9 hitter, Michael Osborne on deck. Big Bo with a nice move there. Fly ball, left field. Tough play, but Cale Rammel's got it. Nice job. Fly out to seven.
How about that? He could still go nine up, nine down.
He could do her.
Well, pickoff move. That was nice.
Nice pickoff move. Just what we wanted. He had that look like he was going to steal. I think he was because he was leaning.
Had his weight going towards second. He was screwed.
Yep. Oh, close.
That's right there where he likes
it,
too.
Yeah, that old high, and he been calling him. Two down. One ball, no strikes. Bow. Line drive up the middle, of base hit. Michael Osborne. He's got a single. Back to the top of the lineup, the pitcher, Ross Francis.
I want to say that Osborne kid was on the basketball team.
Kind of sounds familiar.
Don't that sound right?
Yeah, I think you might be right. Ross trying to help himself here. Oh, big curveball. Looked pretty good, too.
Bo liked it,
kind of buckled him.
It was a fun basketball game this year against the Brazil's Tigers. We were getting beat, came back, and put it to him there in the second half. And
yep.
It was the only game I did on the radio this year for Neil, and that was a fun one. There goes the runner.
Runner goes. Oh, I believe he's got him at second base. Nice job, Riggsy. That is...
Man.
2-6.
Good job, guys.
In the inning, two or no runs on two hits, but they both got picked. One picked off, one thrown out. So after... three innings, still no score.
How about that? That's a crazy way to go nine up, nine down.
Yes. That is a crazy way. Especially with two hits.
That's beautiful. Good.
Two hits, and I've seen the Olympics.
Yep. Back in a minute.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Do you have symptoms of heavy, tired legs, swollen ankles, or varicose veins? Vein problems can progressively worsen over time. Wearing properly fitted compression stockings could help improve circulation and provide relief of achy, tired, heavy legs. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bourne, Indiana, and talk to our qualified staff to see how fitted compression stockings could help you. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery.
All right, we're back here in Versailles getting ready for the top of the fourth inning. Quick game here so far.
Flying right along, yep.
Three hits so far in this ballgame, two of them in the last inning for the Versailles Tigers, and we pick one off and we throw the other one out, stealing second. So
perfect.
Nicely done by the Indian defense.
Indian D, very good. Popped up.
There is a pop-up by Troy Homer going behind.
Got it.
The third baseman, shortstop's going to make the play, and it's one up, one down for the Indians. Troy pops out to the shortstop.
Tuesday, MAC games today is like the Ford against the Versailles down here. We got Parkway at Minster. Minster 4-0 on the year. St. Henry is at Marion Local. Knoxville's at Coldwater, and New Bremen Cardinals take a trip up to Delphus.
All right, Riggsy's in there now. Number two batter here for the Indians in the top of the fourth inning. Takes a first pitch strike at the knees. Patchy on deck here. All right, Riggs, get on here one time. Curveball.
Pretty good
comes
pitch.
Comes in there and comes in there for a strike. It's a tough pitch from a lefty coming in there. Just buckles you right
there. Buckles you a little bit there.
No balls, two strikes to Riggs Toby. Swing and a miss at a high. First time so far the Indians have not had somebody on here in scoring position. Two up, two down, and we go to Daniel Patch with Bo Tin on deck. Strikeout number four for the Indians so far here through four. That pitch a little outside. somebody on here. Curveball falls a little bit short. Another good breaking ball.
All right, we got to go two here somehow.
Maybe get a gapper and see if old Tenney can bring him around here.
Daniel, I'm still liking somebody get one up in the jet stream. She'll go.
I agree.
Yep.
Nice warm night. Here comes a 2-0. That's high. Ball three.
Good look. Good look by Daniel.
I'd hate to say it, but I'd say swing at this.
Maybe one time. At the knees.
At the knees, called a strike. A little low for
Daniel
me.
Daniel was heading to first. He thought that was a little below the knees.
Yeah, his knees are taller than
he
most people.
I got some pretty high knees.
Got that call.
I'm 6'7".
Here comes a 3-1.
There's
outside ball four.
Attaboy, Daniel.
Well, have a base runner.
We got a base runner again. Not in a couple hits wouldn't hurt.
So the last time up, Boateng hit an absolute missile right down to the third baseman. He scooped it up and fired back and got Patchy at first for a double play. So that is walk number five given up by the Tigers.
Mr. Ten needs to get one up in the air here. Hit one hard.
The fielder's playing deep.
That
hit him right in the
left arm. Hit the
definitely
bat.
Didn't
That's
hit his bat. That's his bone.
That would be a bone.
Yeah, he took a pretty good shot off that left wrist. Umpires are going to talk this over, but there's no doubt in my mind that hit his hand. It may have touched his bat, but it definitely hit his hand, and absolutely they're going to give him first base.
Yep.
The field umpire said, no doubter.
Yeah, actually, the field umpire pointed to where he thought it hit him.
Yep. Yeah, that wasn't a clank. That was bone. All right, Sage. It's time, baby.
All right, so now our number nine hitter, Sage Wendell, comes to the plate. He struck out swinging his first time up.
If I was Mr. Ink, I might think about putting somebody in to run for Daniel.
Yeah, here in the top of the fourth inning.
Going pretty good here.
Halfway home through this ball game
but
here in a little
Sage
bit.
Sage puts one in the gap, it won't matter.
There you go.
Sage, that one's low and inside. One ball, one strike.
Mr. Francis is... quick first two outs, and now he's struggling a little bit.
Yeah, now he's got Patchy down at
walked a runner,
second
hit a
base.
Runner.
Big Bo over at first. Sagey at play
in the dirt.
Inside again. One ball, two balls, one strike.
2-1. Come on, Sage. Just find a little gap out there anyway.
Just a little liner
drop
right over
in.
That third baseman's head. Patchy, get on his horses.
Patchy's got to get a big jump if it's hit.
That
good
was low.
Job. Good job. 3-1. Look for that fastball here,
yeah,
Sage.
And the pitcher's looking into the dugout like, boys, I'm out of gas,
I'm
maybe.
Starting to run out of gas.
You see him look in there?
Yep.
Yeah, he looked over at his coach like, dude,
I'm going to try to get through this inning, but I've had about enough.
Well, he's got two outs. He got the first two.
Oh, little outside.
That one's outside. Ball four, and we're going to fill him up.
Come on, Landon.
So now,
here comes the top of the order.
Patchy down to third. Boateng at second. Sage Wendell now at first on another base on balls. That is six walks.
Here comes Coach.
Yep. I was going to say, that's, you know, six walks here through four. Eventually, we got to get one of those freebies home.
Yeah,
not?
He's been pretty lucky. He's been dodging some bullets.
So we went walk, hit my pitch, walk. To load these bases up with two outs, and we roll back to the top.
Top of the lineup. Ooh, that's big. We need Landon. I'd probably be a little.
I don't know. It doesn't look like he's taking the ball yet.
Not sure he's not.
He's going to come back at him. Well.
Going to let him get out of it here.
I'm going to have to take at least one, huh?
I'd say with what he's doing right now.
Yes.
Struggling a little bit.
Yeah, I'd definitely take a strike here. Unless he's going to try to loop one in there.
Unless he puts one right in. We take a balk, dude.
I trust whatever Landon and the coach
He was
decide.
Never on the mound. He never got on the rubber in any.
All right.
Patchy down at third. Boateng at second.
There's a
first pitch is in there for a strike.
Pretty
Landon thought it was a little outside.
Side corner again.
Sage Wendell down at first. Base is loaded. No place to put this young man.
Oh, we got to get a gap here somewhere.
Landon,
final
how about a hit?
Landon.
Man, we have stranded
base
some runners.
Hit.
Ooh, strike two.
Two of them. Got to hit that thing to right field.
Now.
Both pitches are on the outside
he's
corner.
He's back on top of it now. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Bases loaded.
Come
Landon
on, Landon.
Post at the plate.
Any way possible.
Somehow find me some grass out there, Landon. He swings and pops it out of play.
Foul one off.
You know he's going to see that hanging curveball here in a bit.
Yep. Just got to stay and jump on it.
Stay back
somehow.
Too. Yeah. Yep. Stay back and wait. And
jump on that
time
thing.
Time it and slam it.
Here comes the pitch. That's swung on. Ground ball over to the third baseman. Third baseman gets a glove on it. Fires over to first base, and
nice
he gets
play.
It just in the nick of time. Again, the Brazil's Tigers gets lucky and get out of that jam.
Left three
bases
base.
Loaded, and we'll go to bottom of the fourth. Still goose eggs on the board.
Hi, I'm Jen Thompson from Generation Fitness, and I have some great nutrition news for Fort Recovery and the surrounding area communities. I'm partnering with Wayne IGA, and the Gen Fit and Fresh meals are going to be available there. There'll be single servings, family-style meals, snacks, and desserts in their grab-and-go section. If you've been curious about our Gen Fit and Fresh meals, here's a great way to try them out. If you're already a big fan, you don't have to wait until after your class at Generation Fitness to pick them up. Just grab what you want, when you want, when you're getting the rest of your groceries at Wayne IGA. We'll rotate the meals occasionally so you can try them all and get a good variety of nutrition to you and your family. Wholesome, nutritious meals made with fresh ingredients now available right there in your local grocery store. Stop in at Wayne IGA and try Gen Fit and Fresh meals.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
All right, we're back here at Versailles. This is a good old good one. Lots of goose eggs on the board out there. We're back to the top of the lineup for the Versailles Tigers. It'll be the pitcher, Ross Francis, A.J. Griesdorn, and Jared Lyons, our first three hitters.
Well, Bo mowed him down, three up, three down, three times in a row.
Ross last time. Kate swinging. Shot right to third. Caden Greasy fires over to Patchy for the first out of the inning.
In the last inning, we got three up, three down, but it was a long way around to get it.
It was a work.
Interesting way of doing it, but
definitely
we got it
was
down.
Work.
Three up, three down it was.
We'll take it. One away in the inning here in the bottom of the fourth. A.J. Greasdorn steps up. A.J. grounded out. Shortstop. Hook on that one.
You know, our defense has stiffened up so much since that first game.
Yeah,
and I don't know
we
if
had
it
six
was,
errors that first game.
Yeah, I don't know if it was just a complete wake-up call or what. But
yeah, there's a base hit. It's going to drop into center field. AJ's on. Single. Jared Lyons comes to the plate. Jared grounded out to second baseman. Landon Post last time up.
Yeah, that first game we had, I think, three different times they threw to the wrong base.
Yeah, like, we had a lot of mental errors. And we were just, it was
and
just,
we haven't had anything like that since.
I tell you what, that was just one of them cold, yucky
yeah.
nights. And
yep.
It's hard to concentrate. We're down a little bit. Ball one. One away, runner.
He
first
just about
base.
Called that a strike.
It's close.
Yep.
It's
close.
It's pretty good size.
Yep.
Jared Lyons. He's a big boy. There you go. That a boy, Riggsy. Pull her down a little bit.
He's third baseman, right?
I believe he is.
So he throws right-handed down there at third.
Yep.
He's batting lefty.
He's batting lefty. Oh, good-looking pitch there.
Yeah,
no curveball.
Nice little Uncle Charlie.
Just froze him. One ball, two strikes. Bo, you're the man. Put her where you want. Keep it away from him. A little high heat. Fouled off.
Straight over to the track. Hits a runner right in the top of the noggin.
Bonk. He is now in last place.
First to last.
Yeah. Fast.
He's setting record time.
One ball, two strikes. Bo winds, pitches, throws it in. Got him. Strike.
Nice.
Swinging.
Wow.
Nice pitch by Bo. 10. Carson Griesdorn coming up.
They don't have anybody warming up either.
Nope. Carson Griesdorn is our DH. He's DHing for Peyton Platfoot. He's the center fielder today, I believe. Big Al's boy. Big Al, pretty proud of his boy. I think he had a heck of a...
He's a wrestling skier.
...wrestling season this year. It seemed like I
called Al a couple times.
All the time.
I called Al a couple times, ground ball foul.
Foul down the third base.
I told him, I said, I said, me and Finn Bubba come over, show him a couple moves. If he needed some moves.
Absolutely.
I mean, we know some good wrestling moves.
Power driver.
Yep. I think you guys elbow know drop. Wrestling moves. He wants wrestling moves.
No, we know. The elbow drop.
Oh, yeah, that's wrestling.
Coming off the top of the...
Top rope.
We didn't get any invites.
No. Good pitch. Curveball breaks her right over. Bo 10.
You know, if you threaten enough, maybe he'll pay you not to come.
There you go. Might happen. Bo way ahead here. No balls, two strikes, two outs in the inning. First baseman. Got one guy on, and he might be leaning. Nope. Oh, just a little outside. Good pitch by Bo 10. One ball, two strikes.
Perfect spot for that pitch, too.
That was a good pitch. Well, we need to have him steal second, throw him out to keep our streak of 12 in a row. Bo 10, a little high. Two balls, two strikes.
Wasted that one, too, on him, didn't he?
Yeah.
Tried to get him to chase a high one.
Tried to get that high one, but he didn't want that one. Didn't want no part of that one. Greedy's Dorn takes. Popped up. This one's staying in. I think Bo's going to call it, and Bo's going to catch it. Popped out to number one.
Good job, Purple.
Third out of the inning. In the inning, they get one hit, leave one man stranded. After four complete, we still have 0-0.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying, it's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. And Z-Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
A new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wangler Ace Hardware has an exclusive.
All right, back here at Lloyd Turner Field in Verzales, we go to the top of the fifth inning. No score here.
It's a battle.
It is a battle, MAC battle, and we put six guys to the plate last inning and we couldn't show nothing for it.
Didn't get nothing for it.
Caden Greasy, the only guy with a base hit so far for the Purple and White. He's leading us off, so let's get a leadoff hit here, Caden. Stay hot with the bat.
Yeah.
Get him on, get him over, get him in is what I'm thinking.
I like that
sound. That pitch a little outside. Two balls, no strikes. He struggled the last inning.
Yeah, he is. The big guy's struggling a little bit there.
So you'd have to think Coach Hanks said, hey, look, you know, they're going to put him back in there.
Yep.
Maybe he's getting a little winded. That one swung on and hit out towards the right fielder. Right fielder looks like he's going to come over and make a play, and he does.
He's got it.
Let's go, Wyatt.
So fly ball out to the right fielder
for out
number one, and here comes Wyatt Benn. Pretty funny. We got the wind blowing out, and we can't get one guy to pop her up in the air. At least going left field side.
Yeah, left field sides, where we want to be.
Wyatt Ben steps in there. Wyatt is 0 for 2. No, 0 for 1. He struck out looking his first time up. Reached on a base on balls last time up. That one he takes high for ball one. Huge gap in the left center field.
Yeah, he can run forever. He can hit one in there.
That one's outside. Two balls, no strikes. Now, I'm telling you, if he starts walking, guys, there's no way he can let him in there.
I wouldn't think so.
Yep.
I mean, this kid's got to be approaching the 80-90 pitch count.
Yep, I'm with you.
He has beamed us twice, walked us seven times. No, we left stranded, walked us six times. That's eight free runners, and we can't get one of them.
Cannot get anything to go.
Swing and a miss, chased a high cheeser right there. He was thinking he was going to throw him a strike, and that was ball three, by the way. But
yes, sir.
He chased it.
He wanted it.
Here we go, Wyatt.
Here comes the 2-1. Kale Rammel on deck here for the Indians. Nobody on. Top of the fifth inning. 0-0. Swing and a miss by Wyatt. Evens the count at 2 balls, 2 strikes. 1 out.
Find the gap, Wyatt.
Put it in play. Make them work a little. 2-2's in there, and he fouls it out of play.
Fouler back. Staying alive here.
Two again. Swung on and fouled out of play.
He's battling.
That one got a car.
Sounded like it might have.
Yep.
Come on, Wyatt. Hang in there. Put it in play. 2-2 again. High. Ball three.
Ball high.
Way high.
Good at bat by Wyatt Ben right now.
He's battling.
See if you can find some scores. Yeah,
I'm trying
some.
To. I'm not having much luck.
Come on, 3-2. Whoa. Got him swinging.
Got him.
Two up, two down. Going to bring the cleanup hitter, Kale Rammel, to the plate. Troy Boyhoman on deck. Last time we had 2 outs, we got a walk. Then he hit a guy. Then we got a walk.
Yep. Loaded him up and left him loaded.
Loaded him up and left him there. That's right.
Got nothing.
Kale taking all the way. Takes a strike right down Broadway.
Well, this is maybe where you take one big old rip one time. See if you can't
I think.
Hit one, get us a lead. Get his lead with one swing.
Swing for the ages, don't you think?
Yep. He did.
Yeah, he took a swat at her. A little bit high. Couldn't get a hold of it.
Yep.
Couldn't get on top of it. Finds himself in the hole. No balls, two strikes. Top of the fifth, folks. No score here in Versailles.
It seems like every time we come over here, we have a great game.
Yep. Got him looking right there, right down the middle. Great inning. Best inning of the game so far for their pitcher.
Francis, yep.
Nice job. We'll go through, let's see, we're through 4.5. McPhee, got to hold him again. We got all goose eggs. Nothing. We'll be back.
Spring brings changes to
everything. Walk to the end of the earth.
Your Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you, where we got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410.
We are back, and we just got a bomb hit into right field for a double, stand-up double for Joe Ruinkamp. That was the hardest hit ball today.
Without a doubt. Hit her on the screws and hit the base of the fence, Harold.
Yep, base of the fence. We got her back in, held him to second. Now we got a little work cut out for Mr. Botin. That brings up Ethan Stover, the catcher.
Where are we in their lineup there? Is that middle of the lineup there?
About number six right now.
Okay, that was a number five batter that did that.
Yep.
Okay,
First pitch rocket. He came off his bat.
Yeah, he jumped on that first pitch. I'm thinking their coach is saying, look, this kid's throwing strikes. Be ready to hit. Tried for bunting, and bunted it. Foul. Strike one. Nobody out. Runner at second. Might be their first runner to get to second, I think.
I think that's as far as they've had one, that's for sure.
Got one about 2 feet short.
Yeah, except he got tagged out.
Yep, he didn't quite make it there.
Squares the bunt again, bunts it. Right to Patchy. Patchy makes the play, gets it over to Landon Post. 3-4 on that one. First out of the inning.
But it moved the runner.
That's exactly right. We got him at third base now.
We've had one or two over there at third base and couldn't get him in. Let's keep it going that way for
Joel
them.
Joel Garrett, your hitter, he base hit last time in the right field. Number seven hitter. Big bow, winds and pitches. Does the old curveball right over the old plate. Strike one.
That was a nice one.
Great start right there for Bo if he can get out of this inning.
Kind of keep him off balance here. Maybe get us a strikeout.
Yep.
But second pitch, curveball over his head. Evens her up 1-1.
How about a line drive to Grizzy at third, and he'll step on
tag
the bag
him. That'd be beautiful.
And double play there.
That'd be okay. Could be a squeeze, too. You never know about these guys. Oh, yeah, he went. Strike. Attaboy. One ball, two strikes. I'm surprised coach hasn't took a shot at that. There's the pitch. Popped out. He's got a shot here. Riggsy's going back. And he's got it.
All right.
Big out there. Big out. Second out.
Huge.
Popped out to number two for the second out of the inning. It brings Titus Garrett to the plate. Titus flew out to Kale Rim. Hit the ball pretty hard his first time up. Runner third. Titus is a big left-hander. Here's the pitch, a little high.
Yeah, this is one of them.
All right, Bo.
He's a big kid. He's in the bottom part of the lineup. But
yeah, hits the ball hard, though. He hit the ball hard first time up. Let's see if we can't pop him up. A little outside.
If you walk him, you walk him, and then you got to force it second. But
yeah.
And then you hit the – this is number eight batter, and you got number nine on deck, right?
Yes, sir. But the number nine guy got a base hit last time.
That's right.
Ooh, that's close.
Ooh.
Three balls, no strikes. Two outs in the inning. Runner at third base. Indians trying to hold them off here. Keep it.
Let's get him here.
I think he's taking all the way here. Wow. Like a pretty good pitch, but ball four. Yeah,
two good pitches
side,
in that.
But it's really hard bat to tell.
Four straight balls in a row. That puts them on first and third.
Those last two pitches looked really good to me, but I can't tell if they're going over the plate.
Yeah, Coach Ike coming out, he's going to probably set up the defense, I think, for the first and third.
Yep. Yep, talk to him over a little bit.
Looking at number nine here, we got to go get him. Let's get after him and go get him. Coach Ike says, let's get out of this. See if we can't score some runs when we get to the top of the sixth.
Yep. So
Todd's got K&L sales going on wide open by the Versailles guy.
Well, Kenny's still back at the office. He's still working.
Yeah.
Todd's out screwing around.
All right, Bo, back on the mound here.
Man, we need a big out here.
Third.
Two outs.
I'll tell you what, Ricky's got a cannon. He might be worth throwing him out, too. No, he's not going there. Strike one. Good pitch. Good pitch. Number nine hitter. I think I'd go after the number nine.
Yeah, get on top of him just like he did. Yep.
If he steals, he steals. Bo whines. Pitches. Popped her in there.
Oh, man.
Leading base hit.
Just a little slap, stuck his bat out there. And
that's a big hit. Scores a run. First run of the game. Two for two. Number nine hitter.
Well, now we need to get the third out, then get mad and start swinging.
That was just a little bleeder into the right side. He pushed it in right to Landon.
I think Landon was cheating towards second. Yeah, probably. He tried to steal.
Back to the top of the lineup here. Ross Francis, the pitcher. Trying to help himself. Shot right at the third baseman. Caden Greasy runs over to the bag.
Yep.
Got it. But a couple three hits, and they got a run in. After five complete, Versailles Tigers takes the lead, 1-0.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
All right, here we go. We're back at Lloyd Turner Field in Versailles. Indians now got to get a run to tie this bad boy up. We go into the top of the sixth inning. It's going to be Troy Homan, Riggs Toby, and Daniel Patch. First three batters here for our purple and white. Gosh dang it, we've had our chances here,
yes,
Spence.
Yes, we have. We've had so many chances. We've had, we've left eight runners on?
Just can't get them pushed across the plate.
Now
we've
handed
seven.
This is where it happens. We're going to get those timely hits. We're going to get our guys on, get those timely hits, and we're going to win this about 5-1.
Ooh, that sounds really good. First pitch strike in there to Troy Homan. So 10 pitching a heck of a ball game along with Ross Francis doing a great job, a left-hander, the sophomore. Ooh, Torbay thought that curveball was going to hit him in the hip, come across the plate for strike two, so he finds himself in the hole. No balls, two strikes here.
Probably caught that inside. He's batting left-handed and inside corner. Umpire's been calling that.
Here comes the 0-2. Fastball outside. No runs, two hits. Seven stranded so far for the Indians.
Man, we need to get those guys in. We haven't been getting those timely hits. We need to get it going.
There's the curveball again, and that time it's going to stay inside. Troy gets a little lucky on that. A good-looking pitch.
It's go, Troy. Uncle Troy, we found out last night that Will and Kinder are having a...
Oh, yeah, that one's in the dirt. Nice job here. He's battling back. Found himself down. No balls, two strikes. Now it's 3-2 here. One run on four hits so far for the Tigers. Top of the sixth. Heck of a ball game here, folks. Troy with a 3-2. That one's low. And pulls him out on a strike three call.
Damn, man. Huge strike zone. But seems to be calling it both ways. So.
Got him looking right there. Strikeout number seven now for the Indians.
I thought that was low, but here comes Riggs.
Riggs Toby going to step in there, and Riggsy so far in this ball game. Struck out looking and struck out swinging. So come on, Riggs. Let's get on here.
That one's low. Maybe outside. Go, Riggs. Get on. We got batters behind you. We got hitters.
That one's high over his eyes.
Get on base any way you can there, Riggsy.
Riggsy taking all the way, I'd have to think, on this two-ball, no-strike pitch. We need to tie and run on the plate. Watching all the way, that's outside, ball three.
I'd say we're either at or near 100 pitches for him.
I don't know. I mean,
it's a bunch.
Taking all the way, strike right down Broadway. Yeah,
he flinched at it, but I think he was just going to wait and see. It's already up. He got three balls, no strikes. Now it's 3-1, so he'll be swinging away if he finds a good one.
Takes a rip at that one, fouls it back to the screen. Patchy on deck, Bo 10 in the hole for the Indians. One out here, top of the sixth. Indians now have struck out seven times, like I said. Oh, that one thumps him in the leg. So.
Ow.
Another hit batter. That's the third time the Indians have been plunked in the leg, but we'll take the runner. Tying run now at first base. That puts Patchy up there to the plate.
Let's get a pass ball here.
Patchy got thumped in the leg his last time up. Got drilled. No, Bo 10 did. Patchy walked. Bo 10 got hit.
Bo got clunked.
Yep.
Pitch a little low and outside. Ball one.
No.
So we got a runner at first. Tying runner at first. Go ahead, run at the plate.
One out, Danny.
One out here. Troy Boy struck out looking. He battled back. Got a 3-2 count. I thought it was a low pitch. He rung him up.
Rung him up.
That is a rocket.
That base hit. That,
that goes out the left field, and that's going to bring up.
Get something going.
Now, the Indian. Hardest hit ball for the Indians so far. Yep. Now comes off the bat of Daniel Patch.
Open the floodgates, boys.
Come Riggs on, Toby man. Down to second. Only hit number two for the Indians.
For the Indians. They've been far tough to find them hits.
Damn right.
We're not leaving seven runners on. Their coach is coming out.
And I think he might get yanked this
that
time.
Might be
I don't
about
know.
Enough of the old left-hander.
We'll see once what happens. He doesn't have anybody warming up that I saw, but we'll see once what happens.
Yeah, if he replaces him probably with one of the fielders, but hadn't asked for the ball yet.
No, so. He's going out there. He's talking it over with him. But Indians with a little bingo going here. Runners at first and second. One out here. Top of the sixth inning, trailing by one. Still chatting things over out there on the mound. Yeah, still
going up. You got to get out there and bring her up. Let's go.
Here he goes.
You got good a picnic call. Going. Let's go.
Yeah. Good call, Fee. There goes the umpire saying, hey, boys.
Enough's enough. You taking him out? Are you putting him in? Or what's going on?
What's going on? We got to get something going here.
He's giving him a pat on the back and saying, go get him.
Yep. Yes, he did. Going to let him out there.
And he might not have been saying anything that last 10 or 15 seconds. He's wanted to wait till the umpire got there. To say break it up and then walked away from it.
Bo, you got to help yourself here, buddy.
We'll see.
Yes, he does. It's time.
Last time up, Bo got thumped on the old left hand.
A couple more hits in a row here would be nice.
Yep. We're not leaving guys on base this time. He might leave a couple, but get at least a crooked number on the board.
Yeah, crooked number would be good.
Crooked number would be huge. A little high.
First pitch is going to be called strike.
Thought that was a little high, but
high outside one that he's calling it.
Yeah, he is. You got to hit it to right field, Bo. Plenty of room out there.
Yes, there is. Riggs down there at second.
Oh,
swung on and missed. Good cut by Bo Tin.
Bo tried to make it 3-1.
There. Yeah, that's a big old cut.
A big rip there. Hit that on, Tin. Put it in play here.
You're going to rip it?
Rip it. Yep.
No balls, two strikes to Bo Tin. Sage Wendell on deck here. Sage got on last time with a base on balls.
Come on, Bo. Got a battle now.
0-2, a little bit low.
Mm-hmm. Catcher snuck that back up there trying to,
he did try
trying to frame
strike.
One for him.
He did
but he
try
didn't
to pull
get
strike
it.
Out of his hat, didn't
yes,
he?
Yes, he did. Yeah. We ain't playing that game.
No, no. One ball, two strikes now.
Come on, Bo.
Tying run at second. Here comes the pitch. Nope. That's in the dirt. Nice job by Bo. Good eye.
Pretty good block by the catcher there.
Yep, nothing's gotten past him today.
Been
I don't
pretty
think.
Good.
Yep. The old catch has been pretty solid back here behind the old plate. Evens the count at 2-2.
Keep battling, Bo. Keep battling. Boy, I didn't see a big hit here.
Yeah. Nobody holding him on over there at second base. He can get it. There comes another one. That's low.
Another one dirt. Low in the dirt. Well.
So now, payoff pitch is coming here with one out. Got to be ready to fight it off. Got to be ready to fight it off. Tying around at second. Indians getting a little rowdy. Here's the pitch.
Oh,
that's
be,
oh he calls the strike.
Oh, man,
that
was
he did that again.
Wow.
Again, one across the top of the belt. Ooh. I thought it was ball four, and he gets rung up looking.
Yeah, that wasn't a very good pitch.
Out number two. Two punch outs looking so far in this inning.
All right, Sage. Pick him up.
Sage Wendell now steps to the plate.
We can't leave him out there. We can't.
Ball in the dirt. Left-hander's definitely, he's running out of gas. We just got to get him to throw one bad pitch.
He said that about 20 pitches ago.
He's allowed no runs, two hits. He struck out nine. He's walked
a bunch.
Six.
Yep.
Hit three.
Hit a few, yep.
Sage taking that one high. Two balls, no strikes.
Sager?
Last time up.
Get you on anyway,
yep, last time on, he walked. Landon went up. Hit a ground ball to the third baseman.
Nice play by the third baseman. Another ball outside.
That baby's outside. Ball three.
Catcher faked the throw to first.
Like yeah.
Patchy ain't going anywhere.
Patchy ain't getting too big a lead.
Patchy ain't going.
Where's he going to go?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd say go ahead and throw it down there. I'd love to see it.
Yeah.
All right, baby.
Sage taking all the way here.
Bad one here.
If he can get on, that's top of the order coming.
Inside. Ball. Oh, you got to be kidding me. Called it a strike.
Sage jumps out of the way. Strike
jumps
one.
Back out of the way.
That's a wide,
gets
wide
ready
plate
to take
today.
Off the first, and that's, no, that's a strike.
Just a strike. 3-1. All right, steps off the mound. He's going to try to chase Riggsy back to second. Nobody held him on.
Well, make him come to a stop here. Pretty quick there.
That one swung
trouble,
on
trouble.
And popped
out,
up.
Ball,
that's going to be out towards the left fielder. Left fielder's out there. Center fielder comes over, and he makes the play.
Flat foot with a high ball catch.
Number three.
Believe
again,
it or not, we left some more on base.
The Indians leave him out there. Well, we're through 5.5, folks. 1-0 Versailles. We'll be back.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Ever imagined yourself stranded on a deserted island? Now imagine the power goes out at your home.
What next? Remember, this isn't Gilligan's Island, and the professor isn't going to save you. But Reisner will. With a Generac automatic standby generator, you'll never miss a beat. Lights, heating, TV, cell phones, and computers. Everything you need will still be working. Mary Ann can still make you a coconut pie. Find out more about Generac generators at Reisner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
All right, we're back here at Turner Field in Versailles. Boy, the Indians have just left a ton of runners on base tonight.
Woo. Stranded nine. Yeah,
we haven't been doing that this spring.
No, we've been coming up with some big hits.
Yeah, we'll leave a few here and there, but we're also getting runs in when we're doing that.
Hats off to the pitcher. He got out of some big jams.
Yes, he has.
For a sophomore.
All right, bottom of the sixth, we got 2-3-4 hitters coming up. A.J. Griesdorn will lead it off for the Tigers. Pretty nice pitch, a little outside.
Yeah, that looked like a pitch that was called a strike the last time.
A little bit ago, yeah.
I can't tell where it's going over the plate, though.
Sun's starting to get a little tough out there for guys out in left field.
You got to hold that high one. Two balls, no strikes. Big Bo. He's been pretty darn good so far.
That Bo's pitched a heck of a ball game here, too.
Good pitch right down the middle.
Nice.
Nice job. Didn't want to get down 3-0 to him.
Nope. Two balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. Popped up.
That's close to us
again. Doggone
it. It's behind us.
Hit the roof on him right beside us. Roof of the dugout.
That would have been a good foot and a half behind us
today. They're not liking the old FR radio stand over here.
Nice choice of spots, Spence.
Yeah, I thought I picked a good one.
Two balls, two strikes. Big Bo winds and pitches. Good. He went. Did he go?
No, I don't think. I think he pulled it back.
I thought it was a pretty good pitch anyway.
Close.
Pretty good pitch.
It was close. It was looking. The bat was looking right at me, but I don't think it got across.
Didn't quite get across?
No.
Well, that's full count then. Here's the pitch. Popped up. Crazy. I don't know if you can see it or not.
I know. It's a tough play. He got it.
Right
into the
sun.
Had to get that glove
sun
right in front of his face so he can get that sun out of there. Nice job by Caden Greasy. Popped out to number five for the first out.
Spent a lot of pitches on that, but we got him.
Jared Lyons is your hitter. Big left-hander. Plays third base for the Tigers. Jared Lyons has grounded out his first time up, and he struck out swinging his last time. Popped up. Foul ball. Big Bo getting ahead.
We got to be getting close to our record for foul balls out of the...
Jeez, there's a bunch of them.
Yeah, if they were letting the fans keep them...
We'd lost a lot of them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a pretty ball there. Nice curve ball, yeah.
They'd be strike case of them by now.
Lyons, big boy.
Let's get him right here.
Bo, make him hit your pitch here. Yes, sir.
Or miss your pitch.
That's the curveball.
Good job.
Another K swinging.
Yep.
Man. Two down. Bottom of the sixth. Carson Greasdorn.
Come on. Keep the bases empty. We got the top of the lineup coming up here in the top of the seventh inning. Surely we can muster up a run.
Boy, it'd be nice to sneak one in.
Ooh.
Wow, that's a pretty good pitch.
Yep. Seems like he's called out a foul strike a few times. But might have been
a little low. Two down in the inning. Just a little high. Two balls, no strikes.
Go at him.
Greasdorn.
Go at him, Bo.
DH'ing for Blackfoot. There's one.
Right down the pike.
Two balls, one strike. Now he's a hitter.
Swinger, anyway. Maybe he won't hit it.
Yep. Oh. Riggs, he tried to hold it there, but
yep.
He didn't bite on it.
Yeah, a little outside. And high.
Yep. Three balls and a strike. Bo, make him a hitter. Good pitch.
Oh, oh.
He's taking all the way there.
Yes, he was.
I think he was, too.
That was a fastball right down the middle.
Yes.
I'm not sure what you're looking for, but that was a good one.
He was looking to walk. That's what
he was
looking
for. Set him down here, Bo, one time. Three balls, two strikes. Got him, with a fastball.
Good job,
Bo. 1-2-3 inning for the Bo 10. What a great job in six innings. After six complete, innings trail 1-0.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU of Heron Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the top of the seventh inning. Indians need one to tie this bad boy up. We trail by 1-1. Indians, no runs on two hits. And for the Tigers, they got one run there in the fifth inning. They've got four hits total. Great pitching effort by Bo 10. I tell you, Harold, he can't ask for a better outing.
No, he did about as good as we could want.
Yep, they got, what, two hits, one hit? What is
four hits all together.
Four hits off of him. So we got a new pitcher in here now for the Versailles Tigers. It's going to be A.J. Griesdorn coming in.
A junior.
Taking over for the young man who pitched a heck of a ball game. Didn't give up any runs. Walked a bunch of guys, hit a couple guys. And
a little hot.
Now, here we go. Uh-oh, AP's back in the house. He's Riley. It's going to be a heck of a ball game here. There's no doubt about it.
He's going to bring us good luck right here.
Ball high.
The pitch is high.
All right, let's get there.
I'll flat foot bringing good luck to the
Indians. Two balls, no strikes. Tell you what, Ross Francis pitched some kind of a game for a sophomore.
It wasn't pretty.
Give up no runs. Yeah, it wasn't a pretty game, but
he
held
them. Good job getting them out.
That one's low and outside. Three balls, no strikes.
AJ looks a little frustrated.
I'm going to say we're taking this one. Make him throw a strike.
Sure think you would be.
We need to get that tying run on first base. There's no doubt about it. That pitch is taken, and that's going to be called a strike right at the elbows.
Yep.
Yes, sir. All right, down the pike.
Be on base there, Landon.
Caden Greasy on deck.
Up there one time. Make it easy on him.
Swung on, popped up. It looks like it's going to stay in play. The catcher's looking for it. The pitcher's coming in.
Oh,
and he makes a catch over his head.
Wow.
That was a
catcher was
there.
He jumped out of the way, and the pitcher had to lean way back.
Yeah, so there's out number one.
Two outs to go. Come on now.
Man.
Come on, Caden. Get it started.
All right, Caden Greasy at the plate. Caden's got one of our hits, one of our two.
And we've left, 10 on base?
Stranded nine.
Nine. Oh, man.
All right,
can't Caden. Do that.
First
First pitch in there to Caden Greasy, taking a little low. No, he didn't.
Oh,
my God.
Call. Oh, you got to be kidding me. He barely flinched.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh,
if he went around there, then I can tell you that the other guys went around.
I know everybody else that they appealed definitely went around.
Yeah, so they appealed it, and the base umpire called it a
strike.
Comes
in there for strike number two. So now Caden finds himself in a hole. No balls, two strikes.
Got a battle now.
Wide man on deck for the Indians.
Caden, anything close.
Need to be on base.
Got a hit.
Need to get somebody on. Need to get somebody on big time here. There's the pitch. That's low.
Sure. Yep.
Yeah, I was going to say, might want to wait. Got a couple questionable ones
here. One ball, two strikes.
Come on, Six. Get a hit here.
One ball, two strikes. One out. Top of the seventh. Indians down to their last two outs here. That
way
high over his head.
Good battle. Good battle. Come on now.
Let's go.
2-2.
Hits behind you. A lot of hits back here.
Evens the count up, two balls, two strikes. Comes a 2-2. That's a curveball, and that's going to freeze him and struck him out looking.
I was just going to say, just remember he's calling the corners of that plate.
Yep. He's bent back twice on that, and there are strikes both times.
Yep. That corner of the plate is a strike.
Yep, that's fair game.
Been calling it that way all day.
All right, Wyatt. Let's try something here. There's a ball one into Wyatt Bend.
Let's give Kale a chance here.
Yep.
Yeah, you never know.
Take a swing.
Blooping a blast,
hit a
huh?
Tree, yeah, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, how about a double in the gap?
You're certain to can do that. That's ball two. We'll take a guy on any way we can.
Any way we can get him on. Catcher's going to come out and talk to AJ a little bit.
Yep. Words of wisdom, says
throw strikes.
Steve Ruhenkamp, the PA announcer here.
Yeah, all he's saying is let's get this guy out.
Get this guy out so we can get out of here.
Ball game is over.
Oh, swung right on it.
Fouled back out of play.
A little under it.
I didn't hear a car. Didn't hear a thump.
No thumper. Why? I'm aggressive. I like that 2-0 pitch right down the middle. Hit it. Just go missed it. Come on, Wyatt.
Curveball. Gets a piece of that one. Files it back over
bit
the screen.
Ahead of that
now
one.
He finds himself in the hole. Two balls, two strikes.
Now you got to be tough. Anything close, somehow you got to get in play and
gotta find
put
it in play.
Be on base, Wyatt.
Find a hole somewhere. And feel way back.
Here comes the 2-2. That one's high. Good eye. Ball three.
That's the first one that got away from the catcher.
Three balls, two strikes. Two outs. We need a runner.
No doubt.
Yep.
Anyway, come on, Wyatt. Base hit, ball four, one or the other.
Nope. That one's high,
atta
ball
boy.
Four.
There's our runner.
There we go.
So the tying
here
run
comes
down
Kale.
To first base.
Kale.
And another walk. That is walk number seven.
Man, usually that. If you had seven walks, you at least gave up three or four runs.
Yeah, we got nothing.
They always
to show
come
for
back
it.
To haunt, but they don't today.
They haven't so far.
Seven walks and three hit batsmen.
Yeah.
That's 10 runners.
10 runners, and we couldn't get them.
Just that's free runners.
That's free runners.
A lot of free bases.
But we've only
had
two
one
hits.
Get in.
A lot of free bases, and we got nothing. How about Cal hits one of the trees here, and we'll just take the lead.
Yeah, hit that wood pile out there in that guy's backyard.
Yep, I got no problem with that.
Field. It's only about 340, maybe.
Oh, swing and a miss.
He took
a rip
swing
for
at
it.
Her. Just a hair ahead of it. Keep your head on it, Coach says.
Yeah, he kind of pulled his head a little bit on that one. He was going to watch
keep
him
your
fly.
Head on that ball and watch the ball go off that bat.
Go, Cal.
Quiet. Small lead over at first. Back.
Yeah,
he's about one step off of that.
Well, he can't take a chance of getting picked off.
We ain't going to take
a
chance.
Nope.
Because it's either going to take a rocket or a couple hits to score him here. So,
yep.
I know as bad as Coach wants him over at second, two outs, can't take a chance here and No, attaboy. Plays off that curveball, low curve.
Tried to
slow curve. One ball, one strike.
Kale didn't want no part of that.
Troy Homan on deck here for the Indians, hoping to get a chance
Troy
to bat.
Troy sure wants a swing the bat one time.
I hope Troy gets to either tie it up or put us ahead.
Another throw back to first. Wyatt back in time.
Down 1-0 with 10 runners left on base.
One.
Well, not, oh man.
One heck of a ball game.
Come on, Kale. One ball, one strike.
Come on, Cam Ramel. Come on, Key.
He
That's
hit it hard.
Hard out towards
get
the center
out,
fielder.
Get over there.
Center fielder going back, nope. And he's going to make a play. Right to him.
Boy, hit that ball hard.
And he hit it on the screws, and he made about three steps straight back and made the catch, and that's going to do it.
Right at the 385
side. Fall tonight. 1-0 to the Versailles Tigers. We'll take a quick break. Be back with some stats here in just a little bit.
Hello, this is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we stock many disposable medical supplies, including ostomy, urinary, wound care, laryngectomy, enteral formulas, breast pumps, and more. So call Kalp Pharmacy Medical Equipment at 1-866-526-0976 to speak with our medical supply representative to learn more. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
All right, we're back here at Turner Field, P, and we just got done with a heck of a ball game. Indians fall tonight. 1-0 to the Versailles Tigers, and the Tigers moved to 2-0, and the MAC Indians fall to 1-1. Great pitching by Bo Tin,
and he
just threw a heck of a ball game. And the crazy thing is, I'm going through the stats here a little bit. The Indians, obviously, with no runs, only had two hits. A
couple hits,
and we struck out 10 times. We walked 7 times. We stranded 10 runners throughout this ball game. No errors on either side. We had 4 stolen bases. We had, and they were all in the first couple of innings. We were hit 3 times by the pitcher, and we just absolutely couldn't. The only guy that did not reach a base, did not get on, is Cale Ramel. And Cale Ramel hit an absolute rocket. And like you said, he hits that 20 feet one way or another.
One way or the other, that's a gapper.
It's a tie ball game, and he hit it
up
dead straight away, all the way out to probably about 360 out in center field.
Yeah. And if he could have pulled it down the line, it would have been out of here.
That would have been ahead.
That would
have been a home run. But he put it on the screws, and hats off to the Versailles Tigers. They come away with a 1-0 win. Last time we was over here, we snuck out of here with a 1-run win.
You're exactly right.
So it was a good ball game. The guys that had hits for us was Caden Greasy had a hit, and Daniel Patch, the only two guys with a base hit for the Indians. For the Tigers, 1 run, 4 hits. They struck out 6 times. Bo walked only 1 guy. They stranded 3 runners. They had 3 runners there.
Bo was tough.
Never had a stolen base. Again, no errors on either side. And the number 9 hole hitter, 2-for-2 with an RBI, Michael Osborne.
Got the big hit, didn't he?
He got the hit.
And it was an absolute bleeder in the right field. Barely got out of the infield. It was a hit, and that's all they needed.
And Landon actually fielded it out in the grass.
Yeah, Landon fielded it.
But it was obviously too late. It was a base hit. And the Tigers come away with a
Yeah.
With a 1-0 victory, you know.
Tough one for the Indians. Got to just shake that one off and be ready to come back on Thursday. And we're going to play Delphin St. John's at home.
Yep.
At the battleground. And
get your butt out there and watch some baseball.
Get our second MAC win.
Yeah, we got to get back on track. And again, we came down here, and Rizales is always tough.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I don't think we've ever came here without having a great game with them. They come to our place the same way.
It's the same way. We've had battles the entire time, and we expected nothing less tonight. And it's exactly what we got, a 1-0 ball game.
Yep.
So
great game.
Yeah, absolutely. So I tell you what, Spencey, unless you got something else you want to go over, we can...
Let's run over, if you guys want to go over what's coming up rest of this week here.
Very good.
Yeah, we got Delphin St. John's on Friday.
Thursday.
And then Saturday, we got a doubleheader against South Adams.
Yep. South Adams.
Got the chicken dinner deal going. And South Adams always has a good ball club. That'll be a lot of fun.
Doubleheader starting at 11.
Yep. So our next three will be at the Battlegrounds. If you haven't seen it yet, come on out, because it is some kind of complex. It is fabulous.
Yep.
And we'll be excited to see you on Thursday night.
Yep.
To Fort Recovery Indians baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
The sports live and in the archives. Send you back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.